Of Am I a Bad Mum podcast. I was about to say, am I a bad mum question. It is the question we ask constantly.
We do. And it is Monday. It's a new week.
Mm-hmm.
And when you turn that page for a Monday, you just get really excited, don't you? In the world of parenting, you're like, here we go again.
Well, you
here
do.
Here we go again.
You do if it's back to school. It depends what your weekend was like.
But we are on the countdown for school, though. Don't you feel like you're on the countdown?
There's 3 weeks left.
Yeah, it's not long. We're on the countdown. It's week seven.
Seven of what?
Week
How many
seven.
Weeks are there?
10, I think, of this term. I know I'm at that stage, Katie, because making lunches this morning, and don't get me wrong, it's not a job that I love, but I don't hate it. It needs to be done. I like to know that they're, you know, hydrated and they're eating good food at school and all the rest. But when I get to week seven, it's like getting a grater out and then getting a carrot and just slowly grating the carrot all the way down the grater. It's just wearing me thin right now.
I said this morning, oh, there's not much fruit left. The girls are like cheering. Oh, it's like 5 blueberries each.
We're on rations, kids.
We're on rations. But my kids are at the stage where they should actually be doing their own lunchboxes now. And I've got a friend who's got 3 kids in high school, and she said, what I do, because I said, as if like they're going to put healthy stuff in their lunchbox. If they're making it themselves, it's not going to be how I do it.
No.
She said, no, I've got up on a whiteboard options. So they have to pick one thing from column A, one thing from column B, one thing from column C. So like C might be apple, banana, blueberries, grapes. A is sandwich. Then you can choose your filling, chicken, ham, cheese. They have to have something from each of the columns.
Yeah, this is a great concept. Mm. I like it. But I just, unless you're going to stand there with your children who are in high school, I would doubt that many of us would be standing over them. I could tell you that I've made a chicken sandwich with cheese and not. Great concept, but you're just going to have to trust.
Well, you have to trust, though, on tuck shop days. Yeah. You have to trust that they're spending that $5 on actual lunch and not just chips and Coke.
Yeah. I just think about my mum, and mine was just do your own lunchbox. Just do it.
And
no
list. Did you make it healthy?
No check off. No nothing. Yeah, I loved it because I love food. I'm food driven.
I'm food driven in a slightly different way because when I was about 14, I remember, and my mum had given me money, like I was at the shopping centre, friends, and I remember going past Macca's, buying a cheeseburger, keep on going down the high street, get to Hungry Jack's and go, oh, let's compare the cheeseburgers. Am I another one?
I definitely was not. I remember mum saying, you were that painful kid at McDonald's that always asked for a salad.
Thank goodness for teenage metabolism, because can you imagine doing the burger challenge now? Am I a bad mum for just leaving them to it?
I'm concerned. Yeah. I'm scared. I'm not sure where we're going with this.
Okay. So we had the birthday sleepover.
Oh.
It was slightly smaller than last year's.
I was like, watch, this is like the da-da-da-da. Go on, say it.
It was slightly smaller than last year. So obviously my girls are twins. They were allowed 4 friends. So there were 6 of them.
4 friends total. Because last year you had how many people sleep over?
10.
10. So you've definitely decreased in size. Because if I'm wrong, last year you said, what were the words, famous words?
I said, I'm never doing a sleepover again.
I know.
What happens this year? It's Jay's fault. And I also blame you a little bit because I said to you, we're having a sleepover. And at no point did you remind me what last year was like. And Jay said, I said, let's do bowling. Bowling in an escape room. That's fun. pizzas, great fun. Parents pick them up, off they go home. Jay went, they really want to do a sleepover. Jay's the pushover.
Yeah, right.
So
Dad always is. He's got two girls. Yeah, I can see how it happens.
And I'm like, no, remember how much we hate sleepovers? Do you remember that? And he's like, no, come on, it's their birthday. It's big birthday, 13.
The two of you as parents negotiated from 10 to 6. That's how you got to this.
Yeah.
Because it has to be a process of, I guess, elimination.
Yeah.
To get to the negotiation part of, okay, right, you clearly didn't want it. And he's gone out and said yes.
Yeah.
So negotiate, meet halfway, 6 total, no more.
Yeah, because I felt a bit bullied into the whole sleepover thing to start with, if I'm honest. So 4 friends, great, choose your best friends. So we did the bowling, everyone met at the place, did the escape room. Oh, my God.
I was like, I'm already stuck at escape room because of the even just the thought of this, Katie, it scares the shit out of me. And I don't know that I'd be up for it, let alone with 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
6 of them.
Yeah.
What, did they like it?
And do you know what happens when they go into the escape room festival? Jay sat at the bar, by the way. He sat at the bar.
That's why he suggested this.
Yeah. And then I've gone, oh, God, some of the kids were really scared. A couple of them were really scared. And I'm like, do you want me to go in, darling? Like, I'll come in for the first 10 minutes. And they're like, yeah, please. And so I've gone in and the lady's there and she's like setting up, you know, the rules and what happens, blah, blah, blah. We've gone into this room and she goes, okay, the lights are going off now and I'm handcuffing everyone to the floor.
What?
This is how it starts. Like the first challenge is to get yourself out of the handcuffs and turn the lights on.
This is bad.
You have never heard screams like those 6 girls ever in your life. It was insane. I am surprised that I'm not deaf.
Yeah.
I'm running around trying to like get these kids out of these handcuffs because this is just too much. Get these lights on.
Oh, my gosh.
It's all about keys and codes and clues and they have to get themselves out of this escape room. I was like, is everyone good? Is everyone okay if I leave? And they're like, yeah, we're fine. I've walked out so traumatized. I've gone over. Jay sat there, happy as Larry, in the quiet bar. He's gonna, are they good? And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know if I can hear properly. They managed to get out of the escape room, which was a bit sad because I'd get stuck in there for a while. And then the lovely lady has gone, all right, girls, you did so well. Here's a free half an hour of gaming time in the arcade.
Oh.
You can imagine that.
No, I can't.
I hate those places.
So do I.
Time zone is like my worst nightmare. Yeah. I just hate the sounds. I hate all the lights. I hate how – I just hate everything about time zone. And it was exactly like that, this place. And I was like, oh, my God, like this is awful. I looked at my watch. I thought of texting you actually because at one point I was like, it's 8:30 on a Saturday night. I'm in this hellhole. Anyway, I've had to keep it together. It's kid's birthday, you know, smile and just carry on. They finished in the games room. I've coaxed them out. We've got in the car. We've gone home. Cake time.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. Have some cake just before I want you to try and settle down. But you can't not sleep. Do the cake.
No.
So we did the cake and then I'm like a crazy person following everyone around. Like, everyone ready for a shower now? Who wants to get in the shower? Yeah, I'm like trying to round up sheep and they're taking forever and then they're all trying to go in showers together and I'm like, no, you're too old now. And so I'm like really policing the shower situation. Finally, I put on a movie, Jay and I watching Netflix upstairs, wine in a mug. That was
good.
That was
yes.
a tip someone gave me. Drink the wine in the mug and then the kids will never know you're drinking.
Yeah.
I could hear them till 1 o'clock in the morning. They were still going. I went down, time to wrap it up now, girls. I don't actually care what you do in here. I just don't want to hear you. Lollies, yeah, eat the lollies, whatever. One kid's walking around with a lollipop. It's like 1 o'clock in the morning. Do whatever you like, just don't let me hear it. And I've got back into bed and I've gone, should I remind them to brush their teeth? Nah.
No. No. At that stage, the teeth are the last thing that you're worried about.
I couldn't care less about the teeth anymore. You can't enforce
personal hygiene if you've got one of them like almost looking like she's at a rave party at 1 a.m. with a lollipop in her mouth. You're past that point.
Yeah.
And they're past that point.
I had one child. You can guess who this is going to be.
Yeah.
I had one child who came upstairs and put herself to bed at 1 a.m. because she didn't want to ruin the next day by being too tired.
Oh, like it.
Then I had the other one.
Yeah.
Up till 4.
Yeah, yeah, I know exactly which is which. Holly's down here partying till 4. Yes.
So, in
that's
a nutshell,
story of your
that's
life.
My life, and I am never, don't ever let me change my mind. I am never having a sleepover in this house again. Never. Never.
My kids are going to be, your kids are scarred. Well, we were allowed to have sleepovers until we turned 13, and then from then, Mum said no, we've never been allowed to sleep over again.
No.
They've been out for the rest of their lives sleeping over because Mum won't let anyone come.
No one's coming. No one. No. We've got an 8 o'clock curfew in this house. Off you go, everyone out. That's the same for my adult friends.
It's just, see ya. Off you go. We just got here.